With us in studio, Claudia McAdam. She is a prolific writer and has written several very delightful books, and one we have in hand with a lot of beautiful illustration. Good morning, Claudia. Thanks
morning,
for coming.
Good morning, Claudia.
Good
Thanks
morning,
for being
all.
With us.
Thank you for having me.
And Merry Christmas, too.
Yes, and your music is so uplifting. It's getting
good.
Me in the mood.
Good.
Happy Advent to you all.
That's great. Well, we knew that you had written this book. You and I had met a while back, and you mentioned this book, and so we thought, right before Christmas would be a good time to bring you in. And we'll get to the book in a moment, but it's historical fiction, and we were just chatting about that genre. And why do you write historical fiction?
And I don't exclusively mm-hmm. write historical fiction, but a number of my books have been set in the past, and it's a great way to introduce the reader to a historical period. Mm. And I especially love taking a character that's fictional and putting that character in and historical context. And that way the reader can identify with that person. And that's what I've done in this book, Kristoff and the First Christmas Tree.
And the character is who in this book?
In this book, it's a young boy, maybe 7-8 years old, who fictionally encounters Saint Boniface and accompanies him on a journey where Saint Boniface converts these groups of pagan Germans through one mighty act.
Maybe wow. he probably converted some of my relatives.
They will have.
My ancestors.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the book in a moment, but what was your first book was what?
I have been writing professionally for over 30 years. So I wrote a lot of nonfiction type things, you know, things about Denver, compilation books. But my first picture book for children was called, it's another Christmas book. It's The Christmas Tree Cried. It's the story of the White House Christmas tree.
Oh.
That book came out more than a dozen years ago. But I write for children primarily, and I've been doing that most of my career, writing for magazines and newspapers. I write reading comprehension passages for standardized tests.
Ah.
So do you remember when you were in school and you used
you
to read those?
You wrote those.
Right. Wait a minute, though. When we were in school and we read those, we'd go, oh, this is so boring. Who wrote those? So I like to write them where they're really interesting and kids can learn something while they get tested.
Good for you.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that. So you've been writing for 30 years. How did you get started?
Well, it was more than 30 years ago, but I knew I wanted to be a writer when I was 10. When I was 10 years old, and this dates me, John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And that event dramatically impacted me. And when that happened, I wrote a poem about his death. And it was so rewarding to be able to put my feelings on paper.
Hmm.
And I showed it to my parents. They were encouraging. Took it to school. My teacher loved it. And I thought, this is what I want to do when I grow up. I want to write.
Huh.
And that I was just single-minded from then on. I majored in English in college and started writing before I being published before I was out of college.
So
wow,
that would be
exciting.
That'd be a good major, obviously, for a child listening now or a parent
a
child.
If you read a lot, I think you learn a lot about writing
mm-hmm.
because you learn what language sounds like and proper grammar, et cetera. But majoring in English doesn't hurt, but you don't have to.
What is the focus of your writing? If you take all the books that you have, is there a particular focus?
You know, I want to be uplifting to my young readers, children in particular. And in my writing, I like to explore the virtues, build character, and deepen the faith of my readers. And it doesn't have to be explicit mm-hmm. when I do that, but it has to be uplifting. And, you know, we are charged with raising our children in the faith. And one generation of not doing that, mm-hmm. and we lose the faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I always go back to Deuteronomy 6:6-7. It says, "You shall teach these words to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise."
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be incorporated into every aspect of your life, and that's how our children learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they develop a relationship with the Lord.
And books like this certainly help.
Hopefully.
With beautiful pictures as well. We'll come back and talk about this particular book and find out where it's available as well. And at the end of the book, there's a prayer, and we're going to have you read that a little bit later.
Be happy to.
Okay, great.
We're talking with Claudia McAdam. She's the author of a number of books, but we're talking about Kristoff and the First Christmas Tree this morning. Her illustrator is Dave Hill. It's a beautiful book, just a wonderful children's book. And before we leave that subject, I wanted to ask you, children's books, you were pretty much called, do you think, to write children's book or to write for children?
I think so. You know, when I began writing, the things that I was writing were applicable to kids. Mm-hmm. And so I started submitting my work to magazines, kids' magazines and newspapers, and found a lot of good success there. And that just kind of transitioned to books. And my subject matter, I like to distill it so that a child can understand it and enjoy it. And not all authors can do that. Some can't write for that market. But I do think it's a great blessing to mm-hmm. be able to do that. And I do feel that, that is my calling, is to address kids through my writing.
Well, when I look at this book, I can see that the Lord definitely has his hand on you in terms of this genre. Tell us about this book, Christoph and the First Christmas Tree. I'm not familiar with St. Boniface.
St. Boniface, his birth name is Winfred or Winifred, mm-hmm. born in the late 600s in England. He entered a monastery there, but decided he wanted to be a missionary and traveled to Rome, and then was assigned as a missionary to the lands of Germany around 700. So he went there to convert the pagans of Germany and became a bishop. This story in particular, it's based in fact, something that really happened, but then legend kind of kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
So St. Boniface, before he's a saint, obviously, went to Germany and encountered a group of pagans worshiping a sacred oak tree. And he said to them, "Your oak tree doesn't have any real power. Only the one true God in heaven has the power to do anything." And they challenged him to that belief. Then he chopped down their sacred oak tree.
Oh.
Legend has it, with one stroke of an axe.
My goodness.
Which converted the people. They were baptized. And the legend part of it goes that when this tree, this big oak tree, fell over, there in its stump or nearby was growing a beautiful fir tree. And Boniface pointed to that fir tree and said, "This is the tree of the Christ child. Cut it down, take it home, and use it to remind you of the Christ child, because it has, its branches are evergreen. You know, it's in the form of a triangle, so there's a Trinity teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It wood of peace pointing toward heaven, etc." And so they, the legend has it, took the tree home and began celebrating Christmas with an evergreen in the home.
Oh, wow. That's a great
That's
story.
That's great. I just glanced through the book because you just brought it to us. I hadn't seen it before, but there's a mean character in there. Who is that?
He's the head pagan.
Oh, of course.
And I love how David Hill illustrated that. They've got tattoos, and I mean, they're pretty fearsome looking, yellowing teeth and all that. So it was a challenging situation for Boniface to encounter these men who
sure.
were worshiping this
wow.
oak tree.
So out of this story, what would a child, what the lesson might a child grab?
You know, when I write, I try to incorporate lessons that kids can draw on by discussing the virtues. And my discussion and activities guide, which I wrote for this book, which is available for free at my website, ClaudiaMcAdam.com, has questions about the cardinal virtues and how did Boniface implement
mm-hmm.
them? How can the kids implement them in their own lives? And then the theological virtues, faith, hope,
wow.
charity.
So a discussion and activity guide to go with it.
Right.
What are some of the activities that would go with this?
There's a maze that kids can do that take Christoph from the beginning all the way to finding his
okay.
Christmas tree.
Yeah.
There's a word search.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all the letters and you have to circle the words. There's activities that ask them to write a letter to someone whom they feel is courageous or a role model for them. There's different things that kids can do.
And that's free.
It's free.
Downloaded from your website.
Right.
Okay, and obviously the book's available on your website.
There are links to where it can
okay.
be purchased at my publisher, which is Paraclete Press, or online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. Any bookstore can order it as well.
All right.
All right. Kathleen Pelley writes, "This tender tale told in lyrical language and illustrated with old world charm not only explains the origins of the first Christmas tree, but also reminds us that we too, like the tree of the Christ child, are called to be beacons of hope and grace and light amidst the dark. A Christmas story to cherish and share and spread good cheer throughout the season." And I just...
It is a beautiful book.
Set it off.
I had it pictured smaller, but this is
a big
a large book.
Yeah, it is a large book.
I don't know. It's like, it's bigger than an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
Very
so.
definitely is. It's beautiful.
I had books like, you know, some books when I was a kid. These were my favorite ones, the big ones, because you could put as a little kid, you could put yourself right in those pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's 32 pages, and David Hill did a beautiful beautiful job illustrating.
How does that work, the illustrating?
When a writer, such as myself, who is not an illustrator, writes a story, then I research what publisher would be a good fit for that story. And in this case, Paraclete Press, I thought was a good fit. They're an ecumenical publisher out of Massachusetts. So I sent them the story. They bought it. And then they are contacted by illustrators. So they've got illustrators' mm-hmm. works that they can refer to. They put the illustrator together with the story. And then the author and the illustrator generally don't meet. As I said, Dave lives in Scotland. We've never met. But through the process, he sent some drawings of what his illustrations were, and then the publisher forwarded them to me to see, you know, is this kind of what you have in mind?
And right. You get to approve that.
Well, I don't know if I said no, that they would. But there were certain things, like the bad guy, the main pagan, mm-hmm. had a headband in one illustration, but it was missing in another one. So those kind of things I pointed out, you know, just want to make sure it's going to be, mm-hmm. you know, consistent. And,
right, sure.
And I loved what he did with it. So
It's amazing. Yeah. It's just amazing. Even the covers
and a
beautiful.
Wonderful story. And the face on this little boy is just so precious.
He's cute, and he's redheaded.
Redheaded little boy.
That's great. Well, there's a prayer in the back, and we're going to have you read that when we come back and talk
sure.
more about it.
Great.
Erin O'Donnell, Christmas time is here. We're going to spend one more conversation with our guest, a delightful person, Claudia McAdam. ClaudiaMcAdam.com is where we send people for a look at all the books she's written, and the one we're talking about this morning, Christoph and the First Christmas Tree, beautifully illustrated as well by illustrator Dave Hill. I'm going to take a right turn for a moment, and we'll come back on the regular road, but you have a story of all things about pavement.
Yes, I do. On my husband's side, I'm a McAdam by marriage. So he's a McAdam by birth, but in Scotland, in the 1700s, an ancestor by the name of John McAdam developed a method for paving roads called the McAdamized Road. It's used all over the world these days. And when you land at an airport and you hear the pilot say, "We're now on the tarmac," tarmac means tar. McAdamized Road.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's
so
great.
If you buy one of Claudia's books, you take it with you on the airplane, and you say, "We're on the tarmac."
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
Exactly. And then you can tell the story. And
that's
all go,
right.
Wow.
Right.
that's cool.
That is a great story.
Mm. All right, let's get back to the issue at hand, this book that you've written. We want you to read the prayer in just a moment, mm-hmm. but you mentioned that there's, and we've looked at your website, which is beautiful, there's a trailer on there so people can hear.
Right. I I'm a creative person, and I like to put together book trailers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you see a movie trailer, coming
sure.
attractions, I do that for my books. And so I post those to YouTube. And so it's available to take a look at through my website. You can just click on the book trailer link for Christoph and the First Christmas Tree. It's about a 90-second little trailer about the book.
Okay. And people can get in touch with you through your website
yes,
as well?
Yes, there's a contact page on
okay.
there. And,
right.
so, you know, it's Claudia McAdam, MCADAM.com.
Okay. And I think in most cases you click on the publisher to find out how to purchase the book.
Right.
Is that correct?
There's a link to the publisher where the book could be purchased. It can also be purchased at online retailers such
sure.
as Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any bookstore. If you go into any bookstore or call them, your Tattered Cover has carried it, you know, Barnes & Noble locally, et cetera, and just ask for Christoph, and it's Christoph.
Now, there's a prayer in the book. Did you write that prayer?
Yeah, I wrote the prayer based on the words of St. Boniface.
Let's
so
hear.
His words have come down to us through legend through
okay.
the years.
All right, let's hear that.
Sure. A child of the earth, the Christmas tree, makes a gift of itself, O Lord, to thee. Sign of endless life, branches evergreen, wood of peace pointing toward heaven unseen. May it give you honor. May you shower your grace upon faithful people gathered in this place. Amen.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've recommended people use as they gather around their Christmas tree. It's not a prayer to the Christmas tree.
No. It's not a prayer to the Christmas tree. It's a prayer of blessing, a reminder to the people gathered around
yeah.
that this is a symbol of the Christ child. And to keep that in mind, that's why we're celebrating Christmas.
That's right.
We had our grandchildren over yesterday. They helped decorate our Christmas tree. And then I prayed this prayer of blessing for
it. Oh, that is so nice. And it is in the book. It's in the back of the book.
It's in the back of the book, and it's available for download for free at my website.
Okay, good. And it would take on even much more meaning after reading the story that's in the book.
Exactly.
As well. Wow. Claudia, thanks for coming in. It's been a delight.
What a delight.
Thank you all. It's
yes.
been a joy.
I love the book.
Very good.
You've helped us with our Christmas season.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
God bless. Merry Christmas.